Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 656. Visible translated text is as follows. 153 and the number 134. Defts, BX41. I wrote on it, taken out 8:25 a.m., and two lines under that. With a casual look at that slip, you can't see it. I can see it. When looking casually at that slip, you see nothing. And by the way, this sheet has been identified. Defts, BX41. It is the one to which reference has been made so many times. And if you will look at it, you will see the date, April 26th, which was put on there on the evening of Saturday, April 26th. But if you will look opposite those numbers 133 and 134, and look very carefully, you can see where there has been erased from it what I put on there that morning in pencil to identify it. The words, taken out 8:25, and two lines, which it seems has been erased, but they couldn't erase it carefully enough. They even erased some of the printed line which runs across that sheet. This is the sheet, Defts BX1, that I took out on Sunday morning and looked at the clock to notice what time it was, and I laid it up against the dial of the clock, the glass face of the clock, and wrote down there the time which the clock then registered. I told them the sheet was just like you see it there, and I brought it to the office, and Chief Lanford put it in his pocket. I then went into the office and got another time slip and dated it April 26th, similar to this one which was taken out, and which one it would replace, and put it back into the time clock to be used by the night watchman that night and by the help when they came to work on Monday morning. After taking the slip out, Defts BX1, Mr. Darley and myself casually looked over the slip to see if there were any errors, and we noticed over there that no successive numbers had been skipped. That is, the numbers on that slip are arranged successively. 1, 2, 3, and the time was on 1, and there was no single line skipped. But we didn't notice the actual time shown by the punch. We only noticed that the 316